Punta Arenas.
I think she is quite comfortable now, Dr. Cruz said, lowering the plastic flap of the oxygen tent around Tina as she slept. Mike Bowman sat beside the bed close to his daughter. Mike thought Dr. Cruz was probably pretty capable. He spoke excellent English, the result of training at medical centers in London and Baltimore. Dr. Cruz radiated competence, and the Clinica Santa Maria, the modern hospital in Punta Arenas, was spotless and efficient. But even so, Mike Bowman felt nervous. There was no getting around the fact that his only daughter was desperately ill, and they were far from home. When Mike had first reached Tina, she was screaming hysterically. Her whole left arm was bloody, covered with a profusion of small bites, each the size of a thumbprint, and there were flecks of sticky foam on her arm, like a foamy saliva. He carried her back down the beach. Almost immediately, her arm began to redden and swell. Mike would not soon forget the frantic drive back to civilization, the four-wheel drive Land Rover slipping and sliding up the muddy track into the hills, while his daughter screamed in fear and pain, and her arm grew more bloated and red. Long before they reached the park boundaries, the swelling had spread to her neck, and then Tina began to have trouble breathing.
She'll be all right now,
Ellen said, staring through the plastic oxygen tent.
I believe so, Dr. Cruz said. I have given her another dose of steroids, and her breathing is much easier. And you can see the edema in her arm is greatly reduced.
Mike Bowman said, about those bites.
We have no identification yet, the doctor said. I myself haven't seen bites like that before, but you'll notice they are disappearing. It's already quite difficult to make them out. Fortunately, I have taken photographs for reference, and I have washed her arm to collect some samples of the sticky saliva, one for analysis here, a second to send to the labs in San Jose, and the third we will keep frozen in case it is needed. Do you have the picture she made?
Yes, Mike Bowman said. He handed the doctor the sketch that Tina had drawn in response to questions from the admitting officials.
This is the animal that bit her? Dr. Cruz said, looking at the picture.
Yes, Mike Bowman said. She said it was a green lizard, the size of a chicken or a crow.
I don't know of such a lizard, the doctor said. She has drawn it standing on its hind legs.
That's right, Mike Bowman said. She said it walked on its hind legs. Dr. Cruz frowned. He stared at the picture a while longer.
I am not an expert. I have asked for Dr. Gutierrez to visit us here. He is a senior researcher at the Reserva Biológica de Carrara, which is across the bay. Perhaps he can identify the animal for us.
Isn't there someone from Cabo Blanco? Bowman asked. That's where she was bitten.
Unfortunately not, Dr. Cruz said. Cabo Blanco has no permanent staff, and no researcher has worked there for some time. You were probably the first people to walk on that beach in several months. But I am sure you will find Dr. Gutierrez to be knowledgeable.
Dr. Gutierrez turned out to be a bearded man, wearing khaki shorts and shirt. The surprise was that he was American. He was introduced to the Bowmans, saying in a soft southern accent, Mr. and Mrs. Bowman, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And then explaining that he was a field biologist from Yale, who had worked in Costa Rica for the last 5 years, Marty Gutierrez examined Tina thoroughly, lifting her arm gently, peering closely at each of the bites with a penlight, then measuring them with a small pocket ruler. After a while, Gutierrez stepped away, nodding to himself as if he had understood something. He then inspected the Polaroids and asked several questions about the saliva, which Cruz told him was still being tested in the lab. Finally, he turned to Mike Bowman and his wife, waiting tensely.
I think Tina's going to be fine. I just want to be clear about a few details, he said, making notes in a precise hand. Your daughter says she was bitten by a green lizard, approximately 1 foot high, which walked upright onto the beach from the mangrove swamp?
That's right, yes.
And the lizard made some kind of a vocalization?
Tina said it chirped or squeaked.
Like a mouse, would you say?
Yes.
Well then, Dr. Gutierrez said, I know this lizard. He explained that of the 6,000 species of lizards in the world, no more than a dozen species walked upright. Of those species, only 4 were found in Latin America. And judging by the coloration, the lizard could be only 1 of the 4. I am sure this lizard was a Basiliscus amoratus, a striped basilisk lizard, found here in Costa Rica and also in Honduras. Standing on their hind legs, they are sometimes as tall as a foot.
Are they poisonous?
No, Mrs. Bowman, not at all. Gutierrez explained that the swelling in Tina's arm was an allergic reaction. According to the literature, 14% of people are strongly allergic to reptiles, he said, and your daughter seems to be one of them.
She was screaming. She said it was so painful.
Probably it was, Gutierrez said. Reptile saliva contains serotonin, which causes tremendous pain. He turned to Cruz. Her blood pressure came down with antihistamines?
Yes, Cruz said, promptly.
Serotonin, Gutierrez said, no question. Still, Ellen Bowman remained uneasy.
But why would a lizard bite her in the first place?
Lizard bites are very common, Gutierrez said. Animal handlers in zoos get bitten all the time. And just the other day, I heard that a lizard had bitten an infant in a crib in Amaloya, about 60 miles from where you were. So bites do occur. I'm not sure why your daughter had so many bites. What was she doing at the time?
Nothing. She said she was sitting pretty still because she didn't want to frighten it away.
Sitting pretty still, Gutierrez said, frowning. He shook his head. Well, I don't think we can say exactly what happened. Wild animals are unpredictable.
And what about the foamy saliva on her arm? Ellen said. I keep thinking about rabies.
No, no, Dr. Gutierrez said. A reptile can't carry rabies, Mrs. Bowman. Your daughter has suffered an allergic reaction to the bite of a basilisk lizard. Nothing more serious. Mike Bowman then showed Gutierrez the picture that Tina had drawn. Gutierrez nodded. I would accept this as a picture of a basilisk lizard, he said. A few details are wrong, of course. The neck is much too long, and she's drawn the hind legs with only 3 toes instead of 5. The tail is too thick and raised too high, but otherwise, this is a perfectly serviceable lizard of the kind we are talking about.
But Tina specifically said the neck was long, Ellen Bowman insisted, and she said there were 3 toes on the foot.
Tina's pretty observant, Mike Bowman said. I'm sure she is, Gutierrez said, smiling, but I still think your daughter was bitten by a common basilisk amoratus and had a severe herpetological reaction. Normal time course with medication is 12 hours. She should be just fine in the morning.